John Goss is the current president of the Nationwide Astronomical League and writes an occasional astronomy column for the Roanoke Times. He's watching today's eclipse from the Path of Totality in Wyoming. One of his favorite moments is waiting for totality or near totality to happen.
Standing on a low hill, looking out towards the west, and you can see the dark shadow way on the horizon. The shadow's moving about 2,000 miles per hour, so it takes 10 seconds or so for that shadow to reach you, and you see it swooping across the country, and then all of a sudden you're in darkness.
Goss says once the moon covers all or most of the sun's surface, as is the case in the Roanoke area, eclipse watchers may be able to see brighter stars and even a few planets. Hear much more from John Goss during a longer listen segment at 8:47 this morning. This is the first total solar eclipse anywhere on the eastern seaboard since 1970. Gene Morano, WFIR News.